14 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes until Election Day. But we are really already in the election with the mail-in ballots and the early voting. And we already have results coming in from the mail-ins and the early voting. We also already have multiple stories of discrepancies dealing with voting machines, dealing with the voter registration, numbers that don't add up, mail-in ballots being sent to empty parking lots yet again. But these issues are happening in the states that the Democrats have won in court, and so they will be stealing Wisconsin and Michigan. I'd say that's all but guaranteed at this point. And then the news today just confirms it. Then you have in Tennessee, people having problems with the voting machines. In Georgia, people reporting problems with the voting machines. Now, Georgia is the big story. The whole thing could depend on the results in Georgia. Now, I assumed, because the Republicans had had legal victories in Georgia, and we know what they did in 2020 to swing it for Biden, to steal it for Biden, that Trump was going to win Georgia. Well, I'd say Georgia is now a toss-up at this point. I now have Georgia as a toss-up, and I think they're getting ready for another 2020 in Georgia, and I think that that's now the big threat. So that's where we're at. I've had Trump getting right on 270. I've showed my Electoral College map. Maybe we pull it up and update it. But now Georgia is up for grabs. Georgia as up for grabs. And I don't think we can win this election without Georgia. And it's a shame that while all these issues are going on, being reported by the local media, being reported by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican leadership of Georgia was partying in Austin, Texas, because of the big football game that was here on Saturday. So they were here partying all weekend, not dealing with the election that's ongoing right now in Georgia. That's a shame. And, of course, that judge that changed the laws and said, no, now you cannot hand count ballots right before the voting started. Perfect timing. So now Georgia is in play, and this could be where they steal it, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't even know if it matters. Trump could win the state by 3 million votes. I don't even know if it would matter at this point, based off what we're seeing, based off what we're hearing. Michigan voter rolls, another swing state, but Trump can win without Michigan in my models. And I believe the Democrats will steal it. Michigan voter rolls inflated by 500,000. But the state says it's no issue. GOP and RNC disagrees. The Michigan voter rolls list 8.4 million registered voters, nearly 500,000 more than the eligible voting population. Republicans have sued, claiming bloated rolls could lead to fraud. Michigan plans to remove over 600,000 inactive voters by 2027, but the state's rolls remain among the nation's most inflated. Oh, we're not going to do it for this election. It's just like that one judge said, and now multiple Democrat judges have followed suit. They say, well, yeah, these voter rolls are not accurate, and they're inflated, and they have ineligible voters, but you can't get rid of those illegal votes now. You have to do that after the election. Oh, okay, cool. That makes sense. Sounds like political talk for, well, we're going to steal this election, but then you can deal with it afterwards. So I don't know, folks. I got to be honest with you. This is kind of how I see the election right now. As the crew pulls up my election model, I mean, I might just put Georgia up as up for grabs. But yeah, this is where I see it right now. This is how I see it going. And I don't want to do another dissertation about Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, other than just to say the Republicans have not had the victories in the courts, and so the Democrats are going to have the victories in the ballot box, if that's how you want to put it. This election will be decided in the courtroom, not the ballot box. So isn't that something? Michigan's 500,000 excess voters. But they won't get them off the voter rolls until 2027. So, in other words, after the presidential election and then after the midterms. And then they'll deal with them. They need those illegal voters on there now. And why would that be? Why would that be indeed? Because Kamala Harris needs the votes. Don't you get it? So there's your Michigan story. And if they can have 500,000 votes that are illegal and find their way to vote for Harris, that probably will be enough to steal the state. 31,000 mail-in ballots requested at ineligible addresses in Wisconsin. Ah. And, of course, this is where the Democrats have also had their legal victories. No voter ID, no voter ineligible voters purged from the rolls, and no voter signature verification. Beautiful. Beautiful. So who's requesting these ballots? How do they end up there? 31,000. Biden's margin of victory was smaller than that in 2020. StopBogusBallots.com is following this story. It seems, though, the RNC and the Trump camp have given up on the state, but not StopBogusBallots.com. So isn't that something? Isn't that nice? So, in Michigan, they got 500,000 illegal voters on the rolls, and in Wisconsin, at least 31,000 mail-in ballots sent to fake addresses. What have I been telling you about Michigan and Wisconsin? Yeah, in a fair election, Trump wins both those states. Oh, of course he does. Just like in 2016. Trump isn't losing support from 2016, he's gaining it. But somehow, magically, the states he won in 2016... the Democrats win now. Oh, yeah. Totally normal stuff. And, yeah, and Barry Bonds, you know, he used to hit 30 home runs a season. Then he hit 75. Oh, yeah. Totally normal stuff. No, he used steroids. So the Democrat vote, steroids are on. Now, it's amazing. We're told in all these states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, we're told that they will not have the results on election night. Unless, of course, Kamala Harris is winning, then they'll have the results. So let's just translate that. If Trump is winning, we can't announce the results until we can find enough Democrat mail-in votes. And then once we have more than we have for Trump, then we'll declare Harris the winner. So that's what they're really saying. But it's amazing. Where are we getting all this data? It's being shared on VoteHub. Getting millions of views. So where are we getting all of this data on the mail-in votes and the early votes then? So, by the way, the Democrats are up in all of this right now. The Democrats are winning in the mail-in votes. Go figure. The Democrats are winning in the early vote. So now, because the Democrats are winning, they can have the results in live time. Isn't that special? So when the Democrats are ahead, we have the results in live time, and we can publish them for you. But if Trump was ahead, nope, we got to wait. We don't have the results. You're going to have to wait. I mean, this couldn't be more obvious. So in Florida, again, this is all according to VoteHub. In Florida, the mail-in ballots, Democrats are up 485,000 versus 420,000 for Republicans. A lot of people going other. I don't know if that's Jill Stein or who, but a lot of others there. So, since the Democrats are winning in the mail-in votes in Florida, all of a sudden we can have the results. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? But if it was on election night, no, we can't have that. I'm not concerned about Florida, but Democrats winning on the mail-in vote, is anybody surprised by that? Nevada, same story, except a lot closer. This is good news in Nevada. Early plus mail voting update. The Democrats are up just 2,000 in Nevada. Democrats are up just 2,000, and Republicans are winning in the early votes. Democrats, of course, winning in the mail-in vote. So that's going to be your story, isn't it? The people that actually go vote are Republicans. The ghosts and the cats and the dogs that vote Democrat with the mail-in ballots, the Democrats always seem to win the mail-in ballots. But